I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and here with me now is Sergeant Chris Gifford from the Juneau Police Department, checking in with us for November updates. Hello, Sergeant Gifford.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. But your department is coming off of a search and rescue effort over the Halloween weekend, on top of an open investigation into the disappearance of Doug Farnsworth. Is there any information you'd like to share with our listeners about the course of events?
I think that while it was an unfortunate ending for the incident out at Dredge Lakes, it was handled in coordination with the Alaska State Troopers and Sea Dogs and the U.S. Coast Guard and U.S. Forest Service. Everybody came together really quickly, got involved in that really quickly. And I think, unfortunately, the man was found no longer living. I think all those agencies did a really good job, in addition to the volunteers that were involved with it. So I think that we did I'd like to say thank you to all those agencies that helped us.
Sure. And add to that, there was some very dark and foggy weather that night on Halloween, Sunday and Monday. It really set me on edge. So I don't know about you, but increased pedestrian traffic plus like terrible visibility just seemed like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Otherwise, Halloween went off pretty safely. And thank you to everyone in Juneau that, gave trick-or-treats out to the kids and made sure they drove safely and watched for people on the road. And I think it was a good time. We had a lot of trick-or-treaters in my house.
I had two. Well, that might be a good segue into my next question. It does seem like your department can use all the help you can get. Not that you're not doing a great job. It's just that in recent years, you've really put a lot of effort into recruiting new officers. And citizen academies and junior cadet academies have been one way to generate interest in a law enforcement career. How successful have those been?
Well, we've got a Citizens Academy that's underway right now. I think there's about 10 people in there, and these are people from Juneau that want to come and are just interested to see how Juneau Police Department runs and what happens within the department. So these people come in, and I think they go through about 8 weeks or 2 months, meeting once a week on Thursday evenings for a couple of hours, and just learning about the hiring process for new police officers, and then what day-to-day things the police officers that work here, the dispatchers, the support staff that we have all do. And I think it's kind of a pretty good program, because looking through it, there are some things that I would like to go to, because I don't know how everything in this department works. For instance, we have a bomb team that responds when some sort of suspicious package or something like that appears, and they're trained over the course of their careers to work on stuff like that, or like the computer forensics unit that goes with computer crime, be it like financial fraud type stuff, or things that aren't supposed to be on computers and things of that nature. I don't know how any of that works. So they get a little bit of a taste of each one of those, and we have our specialists at the department teach each one of those courses. So that's been going on for, I think they're about halfway into that. I think tomorrow, I think they're going to be talking about use of force, which of course is one of the most important and critical things that we deal with. So that's what they'll be doing tomorrow. We're shooting for early 2022 to begin our cadet program. And the cadet program is going to be new. It's going to be something that we haven't done in over 20 years, where we're going to be able to have kids that 16 to 17 year olds and 18, 19 year olds, basically ages 16 to 20, can, if they're interested, can partake in our department and have some training and be part of our organization, right along with some of our patrol officers, and kind of learn the basics of policing and community service and public service. They're going to be learning things like history of law enforcement, the Pelayan principles, which are basically that the community is the police and the police are the community. I think that those are very important things to learn in order to have a good police department. But we're going to teach them some hands-on stuff too. We're going to teach them things like photography. One of the things I like about that is you know, even if the person, you know, goes on to do something else, they can still learn how to use a camera and how to photograph a crime scene, which can then translate into maybe something artistic or something later on. To learn about communications, which is really important for us. So we are a very spread out police department, and we have to be able to communicate via radios and even hand signals or something. Sometimes they'll learn some of that. They'll learn about criminal law, accident investigation, directing traffic. One of the things I like about accident investigation in particular with young adults and kids is it reminds them that there are aspects of this job in, for instance, accident investigation that they got to know math. So, you know, keep studying, stay in school, and do the best you can as far as that. I was never very good at math, but there is a need for it. And we have some police officers that are very good at math, and they're the ones that go out and take all the measurements and make all the calculations and things like that. So we're pretty excited about that program. We hope to have that off and running soon, and we'll be looking for people that are interested soon. We're looking for people that, you know, you don't have to be really super good in school, but, you know, are doing good in school, or have the recommendation of a counselor or something like that. You know, a general good character. No one's perfect. You don't have to be perfect, but we want people that are interested and that will put forth a good representation of our department, because they're going to be part of our department. And so I'm excited for that. And I know a lot of the other police officers are also excited for that. Even today, I got an email from one of our officers. Is like, hey, I think this is a great thing. What can I do to help? So we have many, many police officers here jumping at the bit to help out. So it's exciting, and I'm really glad, and I think it's going to be pretty cool.
Over the next course of the year, or the course of these programs, how many new officers do you hope will join the department as a result of these efforts?
The Juneau Police Department did this in the early 1990s, and I know that because I was part of it. There are three of us that were former police cadets. I started in 1993 when I was a senior in high school, and I did it for about a year. Sergeant Dominic Branson was also a part of that program, as was Lieutenant Jeremy Weske. So there are three of us that work here now that did it. And that's out of, you know, I don't know how many kids, but quite a few. Some of them may have gone on to work at other places. But if we can get three more you know, 10 or 15 years, that would be, or less maybe, that would be great. Even if we're not successful in hiring a bunch of new people, I think it's still good, gives people a great opportunity to come in and just learn about us and for us to have some new potential recruits to hang out with and stuff. I think it's overall, even if it doesn't turn into a major recruitment tool, it's just a good thing to do.
I understand you're welcoming a new officer in Sitka, Alaska. What's the connection between that hire and Juneau Police Department?
Officer Taylor Davis came to us from Houston, Texas, with his wife Amber, and a German Shepherd and a cat. He came up here, I believe, his wife is a TSA employee. And, so they both came here. He ended up getting hired here, and he's about halfway into his training. He'll be back from the academy soon. He's a little bit about him. He really likes sports, and his household gets pretty intense over sports. Both he and his wife really enjoy fishing. They like hiking. They really like Juneau, and they're new to Juneau, but they're really happy to be here and really excited to be here. We also have another new hire named Chris Herrick. Officer Herrick just moved here from Montana, but he did live here. I think he went to Ocpe Elementary a long time ago. He's a graduate of CU Boulder. He likes to fish. He likes skiing. He also is very, very excited to be here. And we have two other officers that we just got done with training. They're out on their own now. Within the last month, they finished their training, and that's Officer Owen Walsh and Officer Austin Thomas. And Officer Thomas is also a TMHS grad, so he's raised locally here, and it's good to see him on the streets here in Juneau.
Right. Maybe one day when they're a little less green, they can take their turn providing the monthly update on Juno Afternoon.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Sergeant Gifford, you'd mentioned that some of the things that cadets and other and the Citizen Academy attendees are learning would be great to learn yourself. Do you guys have ongoing opportunities for career development for current officers?
We do, and it's we're a small department, so it's really hard for someone to sit back and not take on any of those extra duties, because they're all we have to do those, because we're the only law enforcement agency in Juneau, and we're not accessible from other places, and so there's just lots, and everyone seems to take kind of a career path around here, and their training and their specialties go in the gaps that need to be filled, and there's always gaps that need to be filled, because you know, people work in this profession from 20 or 30 years and then move on to retirement or other things. And so there's people that need to fill those positions. So there really is one of the things that, you know, for the first 2 years of a police officer's career is just kind of getting to know the other officers and what they do and their specialties, and then trying to figure out where that fits for them in their career and how they're going to manage that in the future.
Well, thanks so much for your time today and for answering all of my questions, Sergeant Chris Gifford with the Juneau Police Department. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience before we say goodbye today?
No, thanks. I think that we're all really excited, though, to start this cadet program here. And so if you know someone that might be interested, by all means, let them know that we're looking for people, and then they can get in touch with me and we can get them maybe ready to go here in the next few months.
Sounds good. Well, I'm happy to help you spread the word, and thanks again for being on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Take care.